like that. I started pacing, wondering if I ought to confess to One Eye or the old man. One Eye descended from his wagon. He looked like he'd seen a ghost, or something equally unexpected and unpleasant. I headed his way. What's up?
I don't know. I don't have time to find out.
He sort of sighed his words. Tell me.
I found Croker.
All right. So where is he? So what's the problem?
He's out there talking to the keeper of the crows.
Catcher. He went out to meet Soul Catcher?
I didn't track him back. I don't know if that was his plan.
But that's where he's at. That's what he's doing. Did he look like he was a prisoner again? I didn't wait for an answer. I piled into the wagon. Silly me, I didn't ask One Eye where Croker was, so I ended up having to track him from his quarters to his meeting with the madwoman. He did go specifically to meet her. That I determined by taking smoke in so close that I could hear Croker's twin crows squawk instructions. The trouble I did have was after I trailed him through the wilds to his rendezvous inside a snowbound, rocky ravine that was almost invisible beneath overhanging pines. I didn't get close enough to hear what was said. It was a miracle that I got smoke as close as I did to assure myself that the old man did indeed have a date with Soul Catcher. The crows were thick there, and they sensed me hovering. They became so agitated that Catcher came out to find out what was going on. I got out of there. I wondered if Croker would suspect anything. I came back out. Thoughtful One Eye had a bucket of warm tea ready, along with some fresh bread from a nearby regimental bakery that was just getting started. I asked, "You get close enough to hear anything?"
"Can't push that little shit anywhere near her. He's 3/4 dead, but he's still 5/4 chicken shit.
I don't feel like going after him. It'll have to wait. In the meantime." In the meantime, things were happening in Overlook. Flickering lights illuminated the whole region. A dark cloud ribbed with fire boiled up and fell apart in the teeth of the wind. Horns and drums bickered. Fireballs by the thousand pelted the fortress wall.
"In the meantime, you might want to take a look at that, so you can tell the old man whatever he needs to know when he gets here. Which he's going to be when he realizes that something is happening."
Not unsound advice. If Croker was going to make decisions, he was going to need all the information he could get. "Keep my loving family away, eh?" I couldn't keep bitterness from creeping into my voice. One Eye caught it, but he didn't ask. I swallowed one last mouthful of warm bread, settled, grasped smoke, and took him out. The process had become so easy, I could practically do it in my sleep. I hardly had to think about where I wanted to go, as long as that wasn't one of the places Smoke didn't like to visit. Overlook was the proverbial overturned ant's nest. People were running everywhere. It didn't look like anyone knew where they were going. Almost everybody was interested only in not being where they'd started. Occasionally, Taglians came face to face with the Shadow Master's men, and fear took its inevitable course. Some of the invaders had sense enough to stay up on the wall and use their bamboo poles to make life miserable for folks inside Overlook. One lieutenant screamed his head off at the men outside and below, telling them